And I approve this fucker.
Stab all you motherfuckers.
All right, welcome in to the cesspool. I am Jay Foss, and I'm welcoming the returning master of chubmissions, expert in the queer naked choke, John Stradamus. He is the fattest man on fights, John Sprague.
I'm back!
And with election month coming soon, not only are they, you know, electing a new president, we're looking to elect a new guest host. And we've got some special commercials later in the podcast for that. John, you're definitely, you know, you're still in the running for this.
Well, I just want to let you all know how much I appreciate your support. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jim.
When you were laid up in the hospital and I announced on another podcast that you were dead, I'm very sorry about that. Obviously, they made me a liar.
I was dead a few times.
You didn't miss a whole lot of good MMA. You missed some decent stuff, but you didn't miss a whole lot.
Well, I missed hanging with you and all the listeners, and I missed the Mormon, Count Cocula.
Yeah, he took your spot for a show or two.
He made me look good.
That's debatable.
All right.
So you missed, I think, like maybe three fight nights. You missed all the Ultimate Fighter so far. So we'll get into that.
I watched them.
So I think out of all the fight nights, if I can remember them right, you missed the Cyborg fight night. You missed.
I watched it.
Dodson versus Lineker.
I watched that fight. That's the only one that taped.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
I don't know. It was weird. But you know what? That was the two
smart DVR
baddest ass toddlers I've ever seen fight.
Yeah. And then you missed the Alistair Overeem Stip Miocic, which that's famous for the CM Punk debut. So we'll just get into those real quick. Cyborg remains. She beat the ever living shit out of that
Dutch
girl.
Chick, Christine Cyborg. And of all the women in the UFC right now, I have the most respect for her because she doesn't have a weight division. There's no plans to make a 145 women's weight division. And she's just coming there and they say, they'll throw extra money at the 125s to get them to fight her so she can just beat people. So she's either going to have to get to fight men or they're going to have to let fatter broads in.
Well, they're the Invicta. She is an Invicta champ, I believe. I think so. They have a 145 in Invicta, but they won't do that in the UFC yet. They're going to have to, though, because she's the face of that. She's the most must-see women's fighter, and I am not a proponent of women's fighting.
No, we're not. You're not intimidated by them.
No.
But guess what? I don't want to fight Christina Cyborg. She kicks me with... Did you see the viciousness? Did she assume those knees?
I'm assuming me and her would play wrestle and then it would turn into something more.
I'm sure a low blow would be had.
By somebody.
By you.
We would be scissoring each other in the second round, I'm sure.
She's almost black enough.
Don't go back to your corner, baby. Stay with me.
But she still looks like a dude in the face.
Doesn't matter. She beat Lena Landsberg, second round, 2.5 minutes.
But this girl took
a beating.
Props to her because she kept that knee up the whole time. She had to keep her leg up to block those knees because she was just killing her midsection.
Well, they said that girl was a Muay Thai champion. So, I mean, they're trying to grab somebody. I really want, because Misha Tate has said this before. I mean, she's got to fight at 205. Misha Tate says she was not scared to go up and fight Cyborg. I want to see that. Dude, she will make Brian Caraway a widower.
Brian Caraway should fight her. I think she'd take Brian Caraway.
Well,
Brian Tate.
Brian Caraway is transitioning right now, so his... The only other fights on that card that's really notable is Hinnan Burrell finally got a fucking win. Now, the only thing about that is he had to do it against Philippe Nover, who is from, like, some early Ultimate Fighter. I mean, a really early season of the Ultimate Fighter. And that was a decision. I said on an earlier podcast that Hinnan Burrell's fucking done. You did. And he And he is kind of done in a sense of relevance.
Right. He was the champ. He was the champion of that weight division. He was the best. They've talked about how bad he was. And then he dropped, what, 3 of 4?
Yeah, I think he was a front-running champ, though. I think when everything was going great, he was doing good. I think the second, and this is a good time to stop real quick. My cesspool drinking game
is now.
Anytime you hear a train, take a shot of something. Am I right?
That's true.
Anytime we bash women, is any women's MMA.
Salute. Every time we say BBC, you gotta take
chug
two
a beer.
Big Bud cold.
So, but with the Henin Burrell thing, you know, he beat the shit out of a lot of guys, and he made a lot of guys look foolish until Dillashaw, who made him look foolish, and he hasn't been the same since. He doesn't even remotely look good.
I think he hasn't got his confidence back.
No, I think he'll either bounce back or he'll just never be the same. And it's been noted that a lot of these Brazilian guys, you know, when the going gets tough.
Origami.
They don't do well. The other notable fight, Roy Nelson defeats Bigfoot Silva.
I saw that. I saw that fight too. The Big Roy Country Nelson fought the bearded heavy bag.
The shitty part is UFC keeps booking these Down syndrome guys. That at this point of their careers.
Which one?
Well, no. I mean, it's even because they're both. The end of the fight was kind of notable. Roy Nelson drops him. And then kind of in almost a guard, Roy drops about 2 or 3. Nothing real nasty. That's what's weird about this. Nothing real nasty, but it's enough to stop the fight because Roy Nelson was looking at John McCarthy going, oh, you know, please stop this. I'm getting tired.
Well, you, after
the
about
dinner
the,
buffet ends at 9, the, Big John.
After the second one, Silva's eyes rolled up. He was out.
They're always rolled up.
Well, he does kind of look like one of Jerry Lewis's real kids.
But, so he tells Big John, stop this. Big John obliges because, you know, he wants to hit the buffet too. And then Roy Nelson then does his best Steve Austin impersonation, starts flipping off, I think, everybody, right? He gets a couple Steve Weisers or whatever. And then he goes over and kind of gives a kick or a nudge to Big John. Big John doesn't even turn around.
Right.
That's what's weird about it. He kind of walks up, kicks him, you know, nudges him. Heavy pets, whatever.
I would have been much better if Big John would have turned around and just dropped Roy Nelson.
That would have been so great.
I would much rather see that than see that fucking 60-year-old truck driver climb that cage to sit up there and rub his fat Buddha belly.
Jesus Christ. out to you, Jesus.
I mean, that was the biggest upset of the night was that he got up the cage.
This dude has 56% body fat, and he barely gets up on the cage and then rubs his stomach out of breath, mind you, and then his corner helps him down. Dude, it takes him most of his gas tank to flip off Big John.
Comb his beard.
Dude, that beard looks like shit. He should shave that immediately.
I gotta say this about Roy Nelson. He is the only fighter I know who sweats while he takes a bath.
Did he shave some of his beard and give it to Bigfoot Silva? Fucking pasted it on his grill?
If he's chilling with Sasquatch.
Dude, Bigfoot Silva, ever since he's grew his hair and beard out, has been dirt napped every fucking fight. The only other fights on this card was Francisco Trinaldo beat Paul Felder, Eric Spicely beat Thiago Santos, and Godofredo Pepe defeats Mike De La Torre. So nothing real groundbreaking there.
Pepe won his first fight in years.
Yeah, some of those guys from Ultimate Fighter Brazil or whatever, like Hani Jason, they don't give them real easy guys, though.
No. I mean,
like,
if we're going to pay for you to fly from Brazil, then... You're going to fight.
Yeah, the flight, it's going to cost you, motherfucker.
That's right. You're getting peanuts and a sandwich? No, I mean, no.
Even though this fight was in Brazil.
Oh.
Yeah, so. You're in the hospital. You're dying.
You had to pay to pedal your bike to the arena.
You literally said, Jesus, can I Jesus. Watch this card.
Take me home. Take the wheel.
The next fight that you missed was the Lineker Dotson. So I'll just run this through you. So the Brandon Moreno kid that lost in the first fight, Ultimate Fighter, he gets the notice call up.
The other Jerry Lewis looking kid.
He beats Lewis Smolka. Then Zach Otto defeats Josh Berkman, who is still fighting. Josh, the people's warrior. The people's warrior.
Isn't he like a, I thought he was a priest or a molester at a day camp or something.
That does not stop him from taking fights.
Okay.
The co-main event was Alex Oliveira defeats Will Brooks. Now, Alex Oliveira is the
better of the two.
No, he's the Brazilian guy that's the cowboy.
Yeah, there's Charles and there's Alex.
Alex, but Alex is the cowboy.
That's the one. Yeah. They need to have a fight for the cowboy.
And Will Brooks is the champ that came from Bellator. Uh-huh. So what happened in that fight, because you didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Well, the cowboy hurt him to the ribs really bad. So when he took him down, Will Brooks' ribs was hurt, and he kind of pounded him out.
Oh, Brooks, he's a journeyman. Brooks has been around a while, right? What, American guy?
Yeah, he's a black kid. He's 30.
Okay.
He was a Bellator champ. Then he wanted out of his contract, so he had to get rid of his Bellator title. And then, so he's still 19-2.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he should have, he beat... Who the fuck did he beat in his debut? I think it was like, it may have been Clay Guida, which that wouldn't have mattered.
Clay Guida.
Would that have mattered?
No.
I'm looking it up
Clay
real quick.
Clay Guida reminds me of it from the animal, the Muppet Show, the drummer.
They said Clay Guida, in his debut, he beat Ross Pearson. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, that's.
So he's 19-2. That's not bad.
Michael Bisping spit boy.
The, goddamn, I said Clay Guida. That'll be the last time you even hear his name on the Cesspool podcast, but.
Until he dies.
No, I won't even.
He goes Chris Benoit on his family.
Unless we're live from his funeral.
She shares a cell with War Machine.
Dude, if he Chris Benoit's his family inside that double wide trailer that he lives in, then yeah, I'll mention it. But if you're hearing this,
at
Clay
altitude.
Guida. You know, make it happen, because otherwise...
Clay, give us a call. We'll get you on the show.
John Lineker defeats John Dotson by split. Now, I can't really hate on this fight too much. Lineker, even though Lineker didn't make weight, but no. How the hell do you make 135 pounds? I was never that. I skipped over that.
I went from 9 pounds, 6 ounces to 200 pounds.
It was a bitch. So he fought Dotson, who's, I think Dotson moved up in weight. Yeah, well, because he was losing down. Because Demetrius Johnson won't let go of that shit.
No.
You got to move up.
But John Dotson, I mean, he was playing ring around the rosy in that cage.
Fuck yeah, he was. John Lineker, who was throwing everything at him. So that didn't help anything.
Yeah, there was nothing but bad intentions coming from John Lineker, but Dotson would engage and then run away.
Yeah.
Engage and then run away. I mean, I thought he was just trying to get to the number of steps he took that day on his fucking Fitbit.
It was a Dance Dance Revolution type thing. It was, he would throw four and then get the fuck out of the way Lineker was bringing it on the way back. Lineker's haircut's shit, but... He was there to win, and I don't even know. I would have to rewatch that fight and in decreased speed, because that was seriously kind of crazy. But I don't know who won that. I would give it to Lineker off aggression, and just he was kind of bouncing him around. It was a close fight. I don't think Dotson's any worse.
No.
Because of that fight.
No, Dotson fought the fight he had to fight.
Yeah.
He didn't have a chance to stand there and punch with that dude.
Yeah.
That dude hits us twice as hard as anybody else in that division.
And I'm down with anybody who's going to plant their feet and go for the knockout, especially at that weight. At that weight, when a lot of guys do the dance. And at that weight,
quick counting,
three rounds.
Quick counting touches. Go
no,
punches.
No joke. Because if this was 12 rounds, whatever. But it's three rounds. Let's do some damage. That's a lot of people talk about, you know.
Was it three or was it five? Because it was
the it was event. Five.
main event.
I'm just joking.
25 minutes. God.
It was 25. It wasn't the worst 25 minutes. I've sat through some shit.
Oh, yeah. We've all seen those performances by...
I mean, that last Aldo-Edgar fight was not fun for 25 minutes. Anything that...
Joanna.
Anything that lasts 25 minutes, you know, that's way longer than any of my sexual experiences, I'm not into.
I think it's a cumulative effect of all my sexual experiences.
Well,
about 23 and a half minutes.
Well, oh, you mean a whole career's all worth of work? It's
52 years worth. Not counting masturbation.
Right. That's a good 80% of it. I'll give Lineker credit. You know, and this kind of gets us into, before we go to last night's card, the Ultimate Fighter this year is having, and this is 125ers?
Yeah,
this is 125ers. 125ers, the 16-man tournament. The winner gets to, I guess, die at the hands of Demetrius Johnson because this guy's not going fucking anywhere. I am not a Demetrius Johnson fan, but he's not losing this shit. Like,
and I resent the fact that before each fight on the Ultimate Fighter this season, Dana White tries to make it sound like these guys could pose a challenge to Demetrius Johnson. There's, so far I've seen one or two guys that could pose a challenge.
Yeah, it's real weird because Dana White's like, man, this guy, he's got mediocre wrestling and he's got subpar hands, and this should be a pretty good match against Demetrius Johnson.
If he can win this tournament, he could give Demetrius Johnson something to think about.
I mean, he's going to have, you know, a Nats chance in hell to win this. You know, I'm like, what the?
Demetrius Johnson will be thinking about what he's going to do on vacation after that fight.
Yeah, Demetrius Johnson's going to be chilling with his white chick, you know, joking about how easy this 125 division.
Tall white chick.
Is it? Which five is
short
massive.
Guys usually like tall girls. It makes them look shorter.
Fuck, man. Demetrius Johnson's not the size of my quad, so I don't fucking know. But the Ultimate Fighter, I can say this because I went into this. I am, what do we say? We didn't say I'm a biggest because that's too close to bigot. I'm a sizest.
You are a sizest.
I fucking hate little people.
I think they should have a midget division.
No, I don't want to see. You know what? I can talk to you. You can take my order. I don't want to see you fight.
And I'm just the opposite.
You want them to take your order.
I want them to take my order. Then I want to watch them fight while I'm eating.
fight to make your order.
Hobo fighting, dude.
Oh, hey. Oh, because, all hobos are small, right?
No. To me, compared to me.
Yeah, there you go. Well, so we have to say, what are you at right now?
I'm a solid four bills.
A solid four bill? And that's after losing.
Well, I'm probably 390 now, but I was like 420.
So, like, me, shit, man, I haven't been doing nothing. I'm 305. So I had a combined weight of 695.
That's like the entire division.
Yeah, that's the top 15.
We could do like an Andre the Giant versus all the midgets wrestling match.
Over the top rope. Cage.
We could
easily beat Demetrius Johnson then. Right?
Between
the
two of
us. We could literally hold him down.
I'm not saying I could beat Demetrius Johnson. I don't think I could catch him. He's too fast.
In a top rope battle? Wow.
He would Mayweather me. Run in, punch, and then...
You know, the sad part is Mayweather's bigger than that guy. Mayweather's tiny, and he's way bigger than...
Mayweather says he's still trying to hang on to the hopes of getting to fight Conor McGregor.
Me too. Honestly. When Conor McGregor retires and gets fat, I'm there. Like, if that dude... And I don't care where. If I have to TMZ him wherever he goes...
The Legends fight.
No, I mean, literally, just, can I have a picture, Mr. McGregor? Until he gets pissed, and then I go, okay. Now it's over. I've been waiting for this. Now that John Cornette's not here, it's you, Conor McGregor. It's your ass.
He's always after me, Lucky Charms.
I love him,
but you can't be mad at Conor McGregor.
He's the biggest fucking homo.
He's always on the sidelines at the Notre Dame games.
He is. He's fucking dancing and doing push-ups every time they score. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's how he trains.
That is him.
He's the Belfast Bomber. Listeners of the cesspool, this is Gary the Bullfrog Baker, and I'm trying to become the new host of this show. This show has been carried on by a couple of louts who do nothing but demean women fighters and talk about big black cock. I don't think that's right. I love the big black cock, and I won't have it disparaged by these two idiots. I'm Gary Baker, and I approve this message.
Okay, so back to Ultimate Fighter. I came into this going, oh my God, these fucking prepubescent fucks are going to sit at 30 minutes into this broadcast. I better get ready to watch because it's going to be a fucking decision, right? Well, so the very first episode, and I even text John while you were seeing the light, that, hey, this season's good, dude.
This season is the best season ever.
Period.
Period. There is no better seasons. And I like the fact that the judges don't like each other. I can't stand that Cejudo guy.
The coaches?
The coaches.
Holy sober Johnness, man.
Cejudo is a turd.
Yeah, but okay, so... Yeah, okay, so Cejudo's kind of a dork, right? But here's the thing. Benavidez is that typical alpha male fucking d-bag. Yeah, so who the hell?
It's a douchebag versus a dork.
Yeah, I don't know.
They get to fight at the end, don't they?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I would like to see it, because I hope
my DVR cuts off, but I won't extend it. So the 16-man tournament, get to fight Demetrius Johnson. Stop. Every fight has been good. Every fight's been a fucking finish.
Stop 5 minutes early.
Right. And that'll be first round.
But the Matt versus Matt fight was kind of in. Matt Rizzo versus Matt.
Schnell. Yeah. Schnell.
Schnell. That was Max Schnell. But, I can't stand Rizzo, so I was glad he lost.
You know, it's funny because they really dive into these people's backgrounds because they were champions in other organizations. Right. That's kind of the theme, is they've been champions everywhere else.
Every season needs to be like this one. They need to do it for every weight division.
They actually have a local kid from Lee Summit Fighting. So that's, and he's been in the UFC before. But he's in there. It's been a real good season. I can't hate on it. The coaches rivalry is so fucking lame this year, so I don't really care, but it's not actually a forefront, thank God, because with the McGregor Faber, there wasn't even good fights. So they had to kind of focus on the coaches thing, where McGregor totally clowned Faber. Faber would just sit there and go, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, my mom said,
yeah. Well, my trust fund's big, man.
No, I was going to... Nice tie, Connor.
Yeah, that's what he said. Like, oh, you're dressed in a tux?
Oh, look at you with style in class.
You...
You'll never
you
be
born
able to...
into money, were you?
Rich. I'm a rich boy, see?
So, this has been the best season, Ultimate Fighter. And this is coming from me who, you know, I hate tiny people. I think if you don't have height, you better bodybuild.
I mean, and they are, the fighters are trying to finish the fights. Everyone's been a finish. And
it's been good.
It's been really good. I can't wait for Wednesday.
Well, that's over. Yeah, that's a little much. Can't wait for Wednesday. What the fuck? This leads us into...
Must-see TV.
The Grandpa Dan Bloody Wanker fight card. This is actually a fight card that, oddly enough, and I'll start in the prelims, because it was actually, the prelims were all, these were a lot of finishes.
Oh, wait, I watched
a lot of finishes.
I watched the prelims.
Yeah, a lot of finishes. But when Grandpa Dan and the Bloody Wanker were walking to the cage, that show was an hour and 45 minutes in. That's really fucking rare for a UFC. If that fight would have ended quickly, which it almost did, that would have been an under 2 hour UFC pay-per-view.
Right.
You know, sans the mobile strike and all the fucking Ronda Rousey Metro PCS commercials, because they still exist. Ronda Rousey is still in a shit ton of commercials. But you know what?
She's hot.
The only other girl. What?
I think she's hot.
Wow. That'll be edited out. The
she's hot for a dude with a mole.
Dude,
on her face.
I tell you this. They should have Cyborg commercials at like her shopping for hammers at Ace Hardware and buying lumber at Home Depot. I'm down with that.
If I'm Christina Cyborg, I'm buying
going to Runaway and out arm wrestling.
I'm buying up one of those mobile strike commercials.
There needs to be another over the top movie with Christina Cyborg.
I think she should buy up some of the airtime from Mobile Strike and just stand there for 30 seconds and say, I want you, Ronda Rousey, come fight me, quit being a bitch, quit hiding, and call her out.
We'll scissor afterward.
Oh, when your perfection can't get redemption.
Oh, my God. You know what? If you want Travis Rousey's sloppy seconds, then be my fucking guest. But that bitch, just like Count Cocula said, that mole could be taken off for a quarter and she could be better looking. Dude, that's...
I call
is
that,
that
a,
something to aim at?
That's a nut scrubber.
Fuck. Preliminary bouts.
That's when you're giving her the Mexican butterfly.
Mark Diakesi beats Lucas Sejewski. This was the kid that the guy had the guillotine and he wouldn't let go and he got dumped on his head for it. That first one?
Yeah.
It was actually good. You can't do that. I mean, did you know? You can't. You're literally, someone can crotch lift you and dump you on your head if you just maintain a high headlock like that. It was fucking weird. It was a good fight, though. Second one, Leon Edwards defeated Albert Tumanov. Submission, rear naked choke in the third round.
I came in for that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Damian Stasiak, hold on. Damian Stasiak defeats Davy Grant, third round. This was the arm bar that everyone thought his arm was going to snap the fuck off.
And on ESPN afterwards, they showed that Davy Grant beat Danny Stasiak in the third round by arm bar.
Oh, yeah. Not the case.
Oh, my God. I thought, yeah. I can hear it crack.
I watched the fight with my bitch for a wife, and she was like, oh, why don't this guy tap? You know, I was like, well, don't speak because you're a woman. But this guy's fucking arm was twisted bad, dude. It was done.
Oh, yeah. I bet he tore his shoulder, too.
Oh, or the capsules in his arm, something like that.
Yeah, well, his elbow was a mess.
Here's the problem.
His shoulder went out, too.
Here's the problem. Do you remember this guy got up afterwards and did... He's the machine gun ninja. And he goes.
sounded like this guy gets, dude,
that's what it sounded like. He thought that was a machine. Fuck that guy.
Is he from Russia?
Fuck yeah, he is. It is.
You'd think he would know what
school
the sound
systems
of, you would think he would know what a machine gun sounds like.
No shit. What neighborhood's he from? Like, he hears it all the time.
He's the Uriah Faber of Russia.
I can only imagine him in his shitty igloo or wherever he's at. Is that what he thinks it is? Is his?
I thought he was jerking off.
Is the insulation in his igloo so good? Fuck that guy.
I'm about to roll. Yeah, that guy. And he was getting his ass kicked the first two rounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Davy Grant was 2 minutes away from winning.
Until that machine gun came
out. And now he's like 2 months away from being able to use his arm again.
No, he's done. He's literally, his sexual life is over.
He's going to go. He is now the left-handed spit boy.
Then
of Mike Whitehead.
Oh. Yuri Alcantara. Who? By the way, Mike Whitehead, he doesn't even fucking fight anymore. Here I am. All right, so Eric Alcantara defeats Brad Pickett. That was the elbow. There was actually some good shit.
Yeah, he won. He won a bonus.
A triangle choke.
He won a bonus submission of the night.
Oh, so he actually gets paid from the
UFC. Yeah, he's gonna make money on this fight.
All
he has to do is shine Dana's shoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's that code for?
I'm John Sprague, and I approve this message. Hey, I'm John Sprague. I'm going to say thanks to everybody who's listening to the Cesspool. They're having this contest to see if we can try to replace me for a host because I've been kind of a drunken bastard. Okay, nobody told me I wasn't supposed to be a drunken bastard. I just want to start there. But if that's the case, I can change. And I believe everyone can change. I believe women's MMA can change. I believe Dana White can quit shoving down the flavor of the month on us. I think you should keep me here. I think you should tell Gary Baker to fuck off. I have friends that are black. Claudine, come out and talk to the people and let them know.
John Sprague is a righteous motherfucker. That son of a bitch don't dick you around or nothing. He tells you like it motherfucking is.
So the main card, Mirsad Bektic defeats Russell Doane, submission rear naked choke. That's kind of a throwaway fight. That's one of those.
Yeah.
We're on the main card just because we didn't sign enough decent shit.
We're not making no money.
Stefan Down Syndrome Struve defeats Daniel I'm not even going to bother with that. Omalonchek. Darce choke.
Yeah.
This guy, that's the same this choke. Guy was 14th ranked. He looked like garbage.
The Russian dude?
Yeah.
Steven Struve did the same thing Steven Struve always does.
Yeah.
Keep you at distance. And then when you finally get close.
I'm lucky enough, I'm ranked 13.
When you finally do come close enough, then he wraps those pythons around you and just chokes you out.
They're like garter snakes. They're not.
Well, that's true. His silly string.
Yeah, he squirts some silly
gets
string on
silly
you.
String garrote.
This comes close to our heartstrings.
I mean, that happens when he's 7 foot 7 foot 11.
7 foot
7 foot.
That's 8 foot.
Cut a foot.
That's 8 foot for you Liechtensteinian bastards. The
for the metric system.
We're doing it. I don't know how many centimeters that is, you fucks. Jimmy Manoa defeats Ovince St. Preux, a.k.a. Bokey. KO, second round, 258. This was a sick KO. Oh. This was one of those Tank Abbott, see you later.
Oh, yeah.
Your quad's going to rip KOs.
I look like I just fell out of a building.
He does, yeah. He's a chalk line now.
Yeah, that's what John McCarthy was doing instead of pushing that guy back. He was doing the chalk outline.
He gets out his chalk. Well, yes, fuck.
They brought the CSIs in.
I thank God that second punch from Manoa didn't land. Because St. Preux would not be with us anymore. He would have that weird, bizarre picture at the next UFC with his birth date. And
Rip.
Yeah. Now, the only reason this hits home for me and John is Ovince St. Preux totally fucked up our Las Vegas
excursion.
Yeah, he made us pay a lot of money for a little bit of action. So maybe Jim Manoa did. Maybe he righted us. Right? We paid a shit ton of money to watch Cormier Jones. We got St. Preux.
Busted arm in the first round.
And, you know, lo and behold, this guy gets folded up. In the, second round? Second round. Co-main event, Gegard Mousasi defeats Vitor Belfort, who at this point is just, his career is so done. This is like asking for, you know, a medium rare burger.
I don't know. It's like asking for over easy eggs. Because that dude, he is like my Vitor Belfort's fighting style right now is very much like my sex life. One burst and then cover up. A quick spurt and then cover up. Fetal position.
Welcome to the session.
Welcome to the bottle drop.
No, Vitor Belfort, if you look at his before and after pictures, the juice did him so fucking good. Some guys get off steroids and do okay, a la like Frank Mir. But Belfort's, his last two fights, he is so done.
Yeah, he's He's a shadow of himself. Don't do it because you know you're. Do it because you're tarnishing your legacy. Because Victor Belfort used to be.
Don't cry because it's over. Be happy. Because it happened.
That nobody is going to hit you anymore.
Unless
you're married to Christina Cyborg.
Yeah.
And then you're battered white.
Vitor Cyborg.
Vitor Cyborg.
I hope he took care of his money, honestly, because he was great back in the day. You know, I don't care if you roid or not. I really don't. I think it's...
Everybody get a shot. God damn it.
I think it's better for fighting in a way.
I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
The whole steroid, the TRT, whatever.
HGH.
Right. Obviously, it's helped guy.
That's why I think that if the athlete is willing to take that risk, who are they to say you can't? Sign the waivers and let them do it if they want to do it.
There's a lot of other countries where it's fine.
Ireland.
No, I mean, there's a lot more than that.
Well, I know, but...
Ireland, why you got to go back? Why are you sucking the cock of McGregor? You love McGregor cock.
I don't know.
MGD. MGC. What happened to you?
I just love...
You have a near-death experience, and then you like this dick.
I always liked him, but I just like the way he... I always liked him. I like the way he talks, the way he works the mic. Same thing with wrestlers. There was a lot of better wrestlers than freaking Ric Flair, wrestlers who did the work.
Right.
But
right.
Nobody worked the mic like Ric Flair.
Right.
Ric Flair made you want to see his promo more than you want to see his match, because the match is going to have the same four moves in it. He's going to go like this and then nut shot you. He's going to get thrown in the turnbuckle and go over the top. Every match was the same. But when he got on the mic, something special was going to happen. And McGregor plays the mind game better than anybody.
All right, so the bloody wanker Michael Bisping defeats Grandpa Dan Henderson.
There are air quotes around that defeat.
Well, for me, I mean, if I saw a lot of people on Twitter go, yeah, he outworked Dan, okay. So I don't know if I see fights like you guys. I just don't. I just don't agree with it. So the first round, Bisping gets dropped.
How old's Bisping? 28, 29, maybe 30?
Bisping? No, he's older now. He's
32, 33?
Michael fucking Bisping. Yeah, because he's been around way too fucking long, man.
But isn't a 33-year-old guy supposed to outwork a 46-year-old guy?
Yeah.
And he only outpunched him by what? Less than 30 punches?
Bisping is 37.
37?
Yeah, he's been around, man.
Wow. Well, then, guess what? A 37-year-old's still supposed to outwork a 46-year-old. 46-year-old, and you're going in there and putting on that kind of a performance? I don't know. That's why I don't think Henderson's going to fight again.
I think Dominic Cruz said that, right?
He did say it, and I agree 100%. How can you walk away knowing that you performed at that high level against the champion of the world, and you got jobbed out of it because you're fighting in his backyard?
Here's the thing, and I think Cormier was real weird about it on the after show. Like, I don't know if Cormier and Bisping have an interracial thing going on. That's cool if they do. But Cormier was like, well, he outworked him the whole round. And then Dominic Cruz was like, yeah, but he dropped him, and they did nothing but kickboxing. They didn't wrestle or nothing. And he goes, well, but you got to look at the whole round. Well, when you get dropped and almost finished, the first round was obviously Henderson.
Right.
Now, the second round, yes, it was slow. I guess you could say Bisping was more offensive, even though it wasn't anything damaging. If you just throw it to throw it, should you really get credit for it? Because he got dropped in the second.
It's like those takedowns where you take the guy down and he gets right back up yeah. against the cage.
That's nothing.
That's not a takedown.
It's really not. It is, but it's not an effective one.
No.
So he gets dropped in the first two rounds, in my opinion. And they've been handing out 10-8s like it's fucking candy. Right? That first round, he almost gets finished, right?
He was close.
So I guess that's not a 10-8 round. So the second round gets dropped.
I couldn't hear the commentary because I was watching on like a Portuguese channel.
Right. So then the third and fourth, I guess if you know Michael Bisping personally and you enjoy him, you give him those rounds, right? The fifth round, Henderson wanted it, got a takedown.
Right.
Right? Does takedowns not mean anything anymore? I don't get it. Because for some people, they do. Because I guarantee you, if Conor McGregor did what Dan Henderson did that night, people would be up in arms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he dropped him twice. Because when Conor McGregor knocked Nate Diaz down, and Nate Diaz just kind of stood there on his ass and goes, whatever, this was not that kind of a knockdown.
No.
Dude, Bisping got fucking floored.
He got dropped.
Right?
Yeah, and
that's what all McGregor fans say. Oh, he dropped Nate twice. Well, kind of.
Guess what? But Nate was trying to get him to the ground anyway.
Nate didn't give a fuck. He was glad to go down.
He was there for the money.
Right. Well, that too. But what I'm saying is, it's just so weird how case by case we're judging these fucking fights.
Well, and...
Did he outstrike him? Yes. Was it by much? Not really, if you go over the five rounds.
And Bisping wasn't chasing Dan down. Dan was not walking so Bisping down.
The second Bisping was aggressive until Dan started countering those rights with his jab. And then even Bisping said afterwards, I was nervous as shit because this guy knocked me out cold.
Yeah, that dude woke up the next day.
Bisping literally looks like he's Asian tonight. No, dude, he's fucked up.
There's no one's getting cold drinks.
Dan doesn't even know he's been in a fight and he lost.
Manchester ain't no one in Manchester is getting a cold drink tonight because Bisping's using all the ice.
Right.
All the ice.
All of it.
I mean, his head, he looked like the guy from the Toxic Avenger. And his head was misshapen.
That shitty little pub you go to, out of ice.
Well, they like warm beer over there anyway.
Do you like warm beer, Gary? What do you like, Gary?
Warm cock.
So, literally, Dan Henderson retires on that note. I hope he doesn't.
He's not.
Because, you know, if Dan Henderson got taken down, dominated or whatever, retire. But if you can still get this money, why fuck not? Why the fuck not? Or go to Bellator where the talent just isn't quite
right. And guess what? You won't get as much money, but you'll fight to... crowds every time you fight,
right?
And everybody's gonna be yelling for you,
right? Oh yeah, you'll be this.
Go to
Shamrock. Go to Shamrock fighting.
You can fight Shamrock. That dude, I think I'd jump in a cage with that dude.
Dude, literally, we would have the fight card and then the wake. We would.
Yeah. He would knock the sideburns off his fucking Shamrock.
So
knock Jesus out of him.
So who, okay, just to put it all to rest, who did you have?
To win that fight?
Yeah.
I had Bisping.
Did you?
Yeah.
3-2 Bisping?
No, I had, how do I think? I think Henderson.
I said 3-2 Henderson.
Yeah, 3-2 Henderson.
And.
It was, I think it was 3-1 going into the last round.
Yeah.
But. I guess if his dad's one of the judges, then you could go 2-2 into the last round.
But his Henderson dad. Won the last round. He really did. He got the takedown, and he was more wanting it.
He fought with more heart. He fought with more heart than Michael Bisping had.
Do you think... Okay, so Bisping beat Luke Rockhold, who Luke Rockhold has now went on to try to do movies, modeling. He's dating Demi Lovato, the pop star.
He
did not take Bisping seriously. And I don't think, and he's no longer really taking the fucking sport. I didn't like Cuckold versus, I didn't like Bisping either.
Cuckold.
But.
He is, in fact, the modern day Gina Carano.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, then don't fucking do it.
You're doing it to get you somewhere. Like Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey's trying to do these TV shows and Roadhouse coming soon, people. She's the new Patrick Swayze. And then she's going to do Ghost. And then she's going to remake some other dead, dumb motherfuckers movies. John Sprague. Vote John.